We are joined now by former Mississippi State Athletic Director, now with the SEC, Larry Templeton. Larry, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Trey. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, Larry, I guess the big question is after the spring meetings in Destin, that's usually when schools get their next year's football schedule, but this year a little bit of a delay in that 14 conference football schedule. How close are you and the SEC to releasing that schedule?
I think we're close. We've got a couple of non-conference issues that we're trying to clean up to get our SEC schedule as balanced the best way we can. It's been a challenge because the athletic directors, again, and I truly support their decision, was that we wanted to honor every non-conference contract that each of our 14 schools had already. So we've been able to do that so far, and we have two schools that are still trying to wrap up their 12th game. And as soon as we can get that done, I think we're ready to turn it loose.
Besides those non-conference games that schools are having to deal with, what are some of the other factors that you have to consider when working to get this conference schedule put together?
Well, we've got some basic criteria. Everybody needs to remember the last 2 years have been bridge schedules. Mm-hmm. They had no relationship to what we had done in the past, and they have no relationship to what we're doing in the future. The 14 schedule starts us off on a new complete cycle where everybody sees everybody through 2026 in a rotation of the current format that we're using, which is the six divisional games, the one permanent crossover in the other division, and one rotating from the other division. We're starting a cycle, for instance, if Mississippi State plays Georgia this year in Starkville as their rotator game, they don't go back to Georgia in 15. Somebody from the east, probably Florida or Tennessee, would come to Starkville. So it could be 6 or 7 years before Mississippi State would return the Georgia game. So we're starting that cycle with the 6-1-1 format is what we've been charged with, and that's the way we're moving forward with it.
I kind of hate, Larry, that Matt Jones, former Razorback, is not in studio today, that he took the day off, because he's always talked about going and playing in the SEC on the road as it being so much fun. And he thinks that a student athlete should have the experience of every school, but now going to every school. But now with the expansion that the SEC has done to 14 schools, that's almost merely impossible.
Well, it makes it difficult with the 6-1-1. And as you know, the commissioner made some statements in Destin last week. Mm-hmm. That the conference is going to review everything we do with football scheduling prior to 2016. I think we're basically in agreement that we're going to move forward with the 6-1-1 for 14 and 15, but after that, everything's on the table for discussion and a review. And there are a number of our institutions, athletic directors, as well as football coaches, that have the same view that Matt has, that they would like to see everybody have an opportunity to play everybody in the conference once during their 4 years of eligibility.
Arkansas has played South Carolina since the two teams came into the league. With this new format, or the non-bridge schedule, if you will, starting in 2014, will Arkansas and South Carolina still be the permanent opponents?
No. When Missouri came into the conference, because when Texas A&M was taken in, we voted to take Texas A&M in the West. Mm-hmm. And when Missouri was voted in the conference, the president, by bylaw vote of the Southeastern Conference bylaws, put Missouri in the East. Now, for a couple of years, the two bridge schedules didn't allow Missouri in Arkansas to play because of various reasons, and but they were determined at that time that Missouri and Arkansas would be permanent opponents, that A&M and South Carolina would be permanent opponents. In the two bridge schedules, we just couldn't make it work right, so therefore A&M and Missouri played each other, and Arkansas and South Carolina played each other. But moving forward, Missouri and Arkansas will be matched up as permanents, and South Carolina and Texas A&M will be permanents.
Can you say where that game in 2014 will be? Will it be in Columbia or will it be in Fayetteville?
To be honest with you, I'm driving down the road and I don't have my schedule.
I understand.
Conveniently, I don't have that schedule out.
I understand.
I can't even, if I'm being honest, I can't remember. I'm just trying to find playing dates. I'm not worried about where they're going to play it.
Exactly. And I guess another question for you, Larry Templeton of the SEC joins us here on Overtime on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. It seems like, Larry, from what I got down in Destin, is that there's only one coach that would like to see a 9-game conference schedule. If it does pass in the future, what could that possibly look like? And now you're trying to find more playing dates.
Well, I sat in the football coaches' meetings for those 2 days, and it was, as the commissioner says, everybody had the right to say what they thought on their mind, and it was a lively discussion. There are some coaches that don't want to play but 8 games. There's some that don't mind playing nine. There's some that want permanent. There's some that don't want permanent. And it's a difficult decision for this conference to make, and I think that's why the league made the decision. We're going to do a total review and present it and air it out over the next year and a half to see what we want to do beginning in 2016. We may decide we don't want to do anything, keep it exactly like it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there, I can make you some pros for the 9 games, and I can make you some negatives for the 9 games, and the biggest negative as an athletic director and as a football coach is that when you go to a 9-game schedule, one division is going to have 5 home games and one division is going to have 4 home games. And the balance of home and away, it becomes very competitive advantage for somebody.
And I guess that's where, as has been said before, especially I guess from the SEC and making the basketball schedule, is you're going to have to give up something to make this work. Is that something is that something that the coaches and the ADs would be willing to give up to make it work?
I think at the end of the day, when the coaches and the athletic directors get all the data and we review every different option, they will make the best decision for the Southeastern Conference. It won't be the best decision for each institution, probably, but the beauty, Trey, of this conference through the years has been when we've had to make tough decisions, we make the best decision for the whole of the Southeastern Conference, and I think that's why we're as strong as we are. Other conferences, you can't say that about.
When you look at the schedule this year, there are obviously some blockbuster games, and it starts in conference play. Well, you've got some that first week, but I look at week two, A&M, Alabama, their first conference game, Alabama at Texas A&M, a team that beat Alabama last year. And talk about the switch there with the 13 schedule when you were making it to move Alabama and A&M earlier in the season as opposed to Arkansas and Alabama opening SEC play.
Well, there are two reasons. One of those reasons is because of the non-conference schedules of both of those teams. It worked better there. The other reason is we have made a decision, and like I say, sometimes it's not in the best interest of the institutions, but it was in the best interest of our conference for us to start putting some quality games every week of the season for our television partners and for our friends and fans that support each of our schools. So it was done with a concentrated effort. And you're going to begin to see that a lot in 14 and 15 as we move forward. I mean, we're going to come out of the gates with some terrific matchups the first and second weeks of the season, where in the past we've just kind of said the first 2 weeks are kind of non-conference weekends. Go play who you want to. But all of a sudden, some of our schools are playing the neutral site kickoff classic games that are really good games. And we just said to ourselves, well, we're going to do that. Let's just go ahead and put ourselves against ourselves and really have a knockout game. And that's what we're doing.
And I think I like that approach, and I think a lot of fans are going to like that approach. But it's always seemed like to me, Larry, that in talking with Arkansas fans, what they have to open with Alabama, and they play a weak non-conference schedule, and then, boom, you've got Alabama. It seems to me like some schools would like to have maybe a non-conference game before a big, huge blockbuster, as you call it, conference game.
I think every one of our guys would like to have a non-conference game before every SEC game. But like I said, you know, we do what's in the best interest of the conference, not what it's hard to make that happen every time for one school and not be consistent. And I think it balances out. I don't think you will see a scheduling trend where the same two teams play the first or second weekend every year. You will see different people rotate in and off of those first two weekends as we move into the future. We're going to try to, you know, every couple of years make sure that everybody has a game the first or second weekend of the season.
Larry Templeton of the SEC joins us here on Overtime. Larry, the last game of the regular season for the Arkansas Razorbacks since coming into the league has been against LSU. This year, like several years in the past, it's moved to the Friday after Thanksgiving. In 2014, is that game going to stay on that weekend, or will LSU be playing Texas A&M and Arkansas-Missouri slide into that weekend?
There is a scenario that both of those two things could happen. That's one of the holdups right now for us on releasing the 14 schedule, and it's based on where we can place some of their other games. Two of those four schools still do not have their 12th game. So we're doing our best to play magic on the last weekend of the season. I don't think it matters who plays who on the last weekend, as long as we've got both, all four of them in a quality game.
How much influence will the SEC Network have on scheduling? You talked about, you know, you see these teams play non-conference blockbuster game, and now you want to put an SEC versus SEC game there. Is that for the benefit of television? And now that the SEC Network is coming in, how is that impact going to, or is that going to have an impact on how you schedule not just football, but also other sports?
Well, you've asked a very good question. And the TV guys, as part of our partnership with the network, are certainly wanting quality games every week. But we have an agreement with them that we're going to put the schedule together. Now, they're going to have an opportunity to see that schedule, but they're not going to have any. They're not going to have the ability to say, I want the Texas A&M Arkansas game on the second week instead of the fourth week of the season, or I want the Alabama Tennessee instead of being the last Saturday in October. I'd rather have that game the last Saturday in September. They're not going to have that ability now, but we have agreed with them that we're going to give them quality games. SEC, SEC games each week. But the other thing to remember, Trey, is when we go to the network, we're probably going to have three games every Saturday on the SEC network.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still do the CBS, but as part of this new contract, we have the ability to put a network game in that same window with the CBS game, which in the past we've not had.
Right.
So, you know, it's the guy that wants to watch SEC football on a Saturday is going to get his plate full, I promise you.
I've got a couple more questions for you, Mr. Templeton. First one is, do you miss your days as an athletic director in this league now doing what you're doing and having to catch it from, I guess, all different angles now?
I I don't miss being the athletic director, but I sure would like to be the athletic director on June 30th when those checks arrive from the conference office to the school. But, no, I'm having the time of my life. The commissioners allowed me to stay involved as the chair of the transition committee of Texas A&M and Missouri into the league and kind of oversee some of the scheduling of all our sports. And we're going to have a lot of fun, not only incorporating the two new schools, but also as we move forward in the network. You know, I think the days where you've seen us play women's basketball, for instance, on Thursdays or Saturdays, and the men on Wednesdays and Saturdays, I think you're going to see that kind of changing. I think we'll have a little menu most every night of the week of some kind of live action throughout the year with all of our sports. You've seen it a little bit in baseball when we started our Thursday night package mm-hmm. on ESPNU. Mm-hmm. For instance, you'll see our baseball, you'll see a number of games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and you could see some Saturday, Sunday, Monday games also as we move forward with this project.
And I think that's what the fans want. They want to have access to the best league in the country, and that is the SEC. And I think you and Commissioner Slive obviously have hit a home run in trying to bring to the fans what they want. My one last question is, and I thought of another one while you were talking about A&M and Missouri, so I'll save that one. But
okay,
trying to create the environment and bring people to the stadium. Now with the network, that gives athletic directors and institutions a new job to try and keep those fans coming to the games, doesn't it?
It does, and we've got a committee reviewing that. And I think you're going to see us continue to do some things in this conference that are unique. For instance, we used to have a policy in our league that on the video boards in the stadium, you could only show a replay one time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have changed that policy. And when we go to referee review and instant replay and all of that stuff, whatever the person is seeing at home on the network in which is broadcasting the game can now be shown on the video boards. I think you're going to see more of that kind of interaction. I think you're also going to see a highlight package somewhere down the line where if you're sitting in your stadium in Fayetteville, and Arkansas is playing Missouri, they can show you the highlights of the Alabama-Florida game, or they can show you the highlights of the Mississippi State-Ole Miss game as you're sitting in that stadium, and that game is going on also. So I think you're going to see us do some things that are going to be outside the box, that are going to keep the fans coming. And I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like being on a college campus in this league the day of a game. It's more than the game. It's a happening from the tailgating and all the things that go on. I don't think we're going to lose much of the fan appeal, particularly as I go around this league and look at the tailgating sites. They got better satellites and televisions in the tailgating tents than I got in my house.
you're exactly right about that. That's one thing that goes great is barbecue and satellite dishes on a Saturday afternoon.
Right.
real quick before we run out of time, the addition of A&M in Missouri, I know you've been on that committee of helping them come into the league, but how has it been now that they've been in the league for a solid year now?
Well, I think it's gone better than we even dreamed it would. I think both of them kind of knew what they were getting into. I think once they went through the whole year academically in all of our sports, probably had their eyes opened a little bit of the competitiveness of the support and the fan appeal that this conference brings. It's been interesting talking to not only their football and basketball coaches, but their other coaches in their other sports, that it's a challenge every week when you play in the Southeastern Conference. I was talking to the Texas A&M people at the SEC baseball tournament, and I point-blank asked them the question, what's the difference? And they said, well, what the difference is, for 10 straight weeks, you're playing a team that just might be in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And you better lock it up and bring your best pitcher and your best hitter when you come to play in this conference.
Larry, I wish we had more time because I know you've been on the baseball selection committee before, and I'd love to talk baseball with you. We'll have to save that for another day.
All right. Well, call me next week when we have four teams going to Omaha.
That would be nice. We might do that.
Okay, pal.
Larry, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.